I am so pleased to have our next guest on this morning. Her name is Zariah Bell. She just completed her freshman year at Cass Tech. She has a 4.0 grade point average. She's at the top of her class. She's an accomplished pianist, singer. She volunteers. She bakes. She's an avid reader. But she was born blind. But, you know, she doesn't spend every day, you know, challenging these preconceptions. You know, she's showing people that a disability shouldn't define who you are. And she's gone through all these accomplishments, and she still has more to do. And so let's bring Zariah Bell on JR Morning. Zariah, good to speak with you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Congratulations on, first of all, everything that you've accomplished at Cass Tech. And you know, when people hear your story, I know they often focus on your blindness, but how do you want people to see you?
I always say I think people, instead of focusing on blindness first, I'm a person first. My disability comes last. Because, yes, there are some limitations, but I just don't believe that's how people should perceive others. Just because you see a problem doesn't mean you should automatically fixate on it.
I'm curious to know what you cannot do. It is unbelievable, all of your accomplishments. How have you always been this driven, even going back to when you were a kid? Did you find that you found enjoyment in some of the more simpler things or even the challenging things that you are so focused on?
When I was a kid, I found enjoyment in sleeping. I did a lot of that.
That tracks. That's good.
But, I mean, I really don't know. I mean, I guess I kind of always just enjoyed doing stuff ever since I was a kid. But I will say that now I would say I enjoy living my life more because people, they think I can't. So I don't know. I just like to prove people wrong.
And, you know, Cass Tech is one of the most academically challenging schools in Michigan. What motivates you, Zariah, to keep setting that bar even higher for yourself?
I would say my family, like my mother, my father, and my siblings, and my two best friends. And none of them know it because I never really say it out loud. It would make me so uncomfortable. That's, like, so awkward. But, like, I don't know. My parents, they do their best to encourage me because, you know, I have those days where it's just like, oh, I cannot do it. And my two best friends, they encourage me just by making fun of me. I don't know. It sounds weird, but they make fun of me, and I just be like, oh, okay, all right.
That's what friends do.
That's what they do,
That's
right?
That's how you know you have true friends. And they support you along the way and all the wonderful things that you do. I'm curious, in your time at the Keys, when you play piano, what's your go-to? What do you love to hear?
Chopin. I love Chopin. I think he's, like, the greatest, okay? He's the GOAT. I really love him.
What about it?
But he does...
What strikes you?
I don't know. I like to play his pieces because he likes to do extra stuff. And as much as I say I hate it, I definitely embrace the challenge. Like, I'm learning a piece right now that he wrote. And honestly, it's extremely hard, but that's what I love so much about him. He's complex.
You know, and you, I've heard you say something that really kind of caught my attention. I know you said you believe teenagers don't have a safe place to express how they feel. Why do you think so many young people are carrying these feelings inside?
It could be a lot of things. It could be living situations. It could be environmental, like school challenges. It really could be a lot of things. And I think that a lot of adults tend to brush our feelings off. I'm not going to say all adults because that's definitely, all grown folks don't. But a lot of adults tend to be like, oh, you a kid, you ain't got nothing to worry about. That's just not true. And so that doesn't make teenagers feel safe to talk about anything.
What would be your message to other students in your position? Either students that have blindness or that have other perceived obstacles that people may think that they have. You are a very busy person. What would be your message to them? What would be your advice to them?
The worst thing you could do is try. I feel like you can fail, sure, and people think that's the biggest thing, but no, I mean, if you fail, so what? You can just get up and do it again. Mm-hmm. That's what life is for. You live your life, okay? And don't let anybody tell you that you can't. I don't believe that at all.
And when people hear your story today, Zariah, what's the one thing that you hope they remember, not about your blindness, but about Zariah Bell?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, take away what you want to take away. Just don't take away the fact that I'm blind, because I just don't believe that's the most important part.
Mm. I have to imagine you probably don't have a lot of time for TikTok or Snapchat, social media. I envy you for that because you have your hand in so many different things. It's absolutely spectacular to learn about you, to talk with you. I'd love to get like a banana bread from you at some point.
Oh, absolutely.
You're a baker as well.
Make banana bread. I actually did.
Did?
Oh.
What's the go-to in the kitchen?
Well, I like to make cake, but I did make a banana bread. It was like chocolate chip banana. Everybody said it was good. I don't personally like bananas. I just wanted to try it. But a lot of people did say it was good. So
we'll be your taste testers.
Yeah.
We'll be your taste testers.
We can be your taste testers. Well, it's a wonderful story. Congratulations to you and continued success. I mean, you are
such an inspiration.
An inspiration, yes, to not only kids at Cass Tech.
Right.
To not only kids in general, to adults.
Absolutely.
That show
100%.
That there's always a little more that you can do to better yourself and to shake those preconceived notions that people may have about you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Zariah, have a good one. Have a good weekend. Thank you so much.
Too.